Learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Gimel Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, once we dash in ear the ear, and Medina Medina, how do we dash in Mishpacha Mishpacha? The Gemara brings down, Rabbi Yisrael Mechanina says, Lavi Mishpachas Kuna V'Leviyah Shemaval and Avedasin Ubayim L'Shmai Mikim Megillah, that Mishpacha of Kahanim and Leviyim, Amavatel V'Aveda, Kahanim Avedasin Leviyim, Duchanam, Yisrael B'Madam, Kula Mavatel and Avedasin Ubayim L'Shmai Mikim Megillah. And then it says, "Mikan samchu shel beis Rebbe shemavalan talmud Torah rabban l'shmoy mikem megillah." So first, I want to discuss an interesting shaila that many achrayim mentioned or discussed, and started in the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim. Tshuvas Beis Ephraim and Arachayim Siman Samach Zayin. He brings a very interesting letter that Rav Yaakov Galandau, the son of the Nei Behuda, sent to the Beis Ephraim on Purim. He wrote it on Purim and sent him on Purim. Seems he was in the same city. And he asked him, what does it mean that you mevatel in Talmud Torah to hear Mikim Megillah? Megillah is Talmud Torah. It's one of the ksuvim. You mekayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah by reading Megillah. So what's the pshat? You mevatel in Talmud Torah to hear Mikim Megillah. Mikim Megillah is also Torah. Elamai, it means that they had to leave the Beis Medrash and go to the Beis Knesset to hear Mikim Megillah. So Mel, that was a bittul Torah. The trip, the halicha, to go to the Beis Knesset. But he says, so why did they do that? Why didn't they just lay in the Mikim Megillah where they were? That was a shayla he asked them, full of interesting sprach, that he said, Chayiv Inish Lebesumer Pur Adalei Eda. I don't know the terrors to this question. Maybe when I, the Yafik Miyeni, I'll be able to understand it. But this is what he sent him, the stomach together with the Shalach Manas. But that was the kasha. What's the pshat Mevalon Talmud Torah because of Mikim Megillah? The reading the Megillah is Talmud Torah. Elamai, they went to the Beis HaKnesses. Why did they do that? Why can't they lay Megillah there? So the Beis Ephraim answered two answers. The first answer, he says, is a tremendous chiddush. Kamat, it's tamur. Kamat, it's yef shaloymer. That he wants to say that Megillah Sester is not Torah. It's not part of the, it's part of the ksuvim only what's necessary to read it on Purim for a zecher of the Nes, for the Howl, to praise the Eibishta. But it's not called Torah. Even though the Gemara says later that Esther Bruach HaKadosh Nemra, but it's only Nemar Bruach HaKadosh to read it in Teich HaKsav. It's not like the rest of the Nevi'im Ksuvim. The point of the Megillah is not to learn from it. The point of the Megillah is only to read it and to be Zeichet and Es. You're not Mekayim and Mitzvah Talmud Torah by reading it. But that's a Pella. So the Avnei Nezer, Siman Tavkuf Yud Zayin HaYisud, says he doesn't believe that the Beis Ephraim could have written such a thing. Mekayim Megillah is Torah. It's one of the Ksuvim. It says, you see, Kesedin of the Balei Hashas and the Medish from the Yegeya to Darshan each Kol Kites for Kites. Avada is the key of Mitzvah Talmud Torah by learning the Megillah, Mamar Shapel. But then he says another teretz. He brings from the Rajman Brachas Daf Yud, but the essay that he wants to get from that is that if someone's Mevatel Libud Mishnah to read the Vim Miksuv, that's also a little Torah. You're supposed to be learning Mishnais, you're supposed to be learning Torah Shabbat Pet. You learn Torah Shabbat Ksav, I guess more than necessary, it's also a little Torah. The Rishash is Mitzayin Alach and Shulchan Aruch, which is from the Rambam. That Lailam Yashlat Jadam Shlishma Mikra, Shlishma Mishnah, Shlishma Gemara. But once he knows the Mikra and the Mishnah already, then he should spend all his time in the Gemara and just spend a little time chazering the Mikra and the Mishnah. He quotes this Halacha Mistama, he's going on the same Kav. But that's the Talmud Torah they're supposed to be doing is the Talmud Torah of Torah Shabbat Peh, not Torah Shabbat Ksav. Is a Sefer Chaim from Shlomo Makluga. It says also Be'erich that way. That when you eisek a Torah derech limud, that's much more of a kiyum of Talmud Torah than just kriya of a sefer. So maybe though that's a vada Talmud Torah, but this is much more. So that has a din of bittul Torah. That's the chayyim the most pashim shat. So the kunches Chanukah Megillah from Chaim Aaron Turchin brings down a gemalig chiddush from the Mishki Rav. What's the shtel zikha on this kasha? And he says, "Ein echinami of vada Megillah is Torah. Avad is part of the kisvei kiddush." And when you learn the Megillah, you mekayim the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. But when you read the Megillah b'tzibul l'shem kriya, it's not the pshat the Chazal were misakin like a kriyas Torah is as aliman atayir berabim. A kriyas Megillah is not that way. Kriyas Megillah is tam a pesumei nisa mitzvahs kriya. So Mela, since you're doing l'shem kriyas Megillah is ish Talmud Torah. The Megillah is Torah, but the kriyas Megillah is not Talmud Torah. So Mimela, You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Talmud Torah when you have a Kriyas Megillah. So it's the other way they're saying, I'm Mekayim the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Avos is called the Bittul Torah because she should be learning something else. She should be learning Mishnah, she should be learning Torah Shafei, she's learning with the Gia, with Esav, with Amal, not just Kriya. But he's saying, Bechal, not Mekayim the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, even though, not like the first chapter of the Mesa Ephraim, at the Megillah is not Torah, not its Torah. But the Kriyas Megillah wasn't said to be as a Kriyas Torah. And Memela, since you're not doing L'shem Torah, you're doing L'shem Kriya, that's not a key of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Sefer, Tur Megillah, Gvaldik HaSefer, brings the Chaya, a Raya to this Yisayid, Akval HaSmach to this Yisayid, in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sim Mevav Siftes, it says that before Berchus HaTorah, you can still say Psukim Derech Derech Tachnunim. The same Psukim, using the Psukim as a Tachnunim today, Mishnah, so that day you don't need Berchus HaTorah for it. Even though the Psukim in Tillim. But since you're not saying a derech limud, you're saying a derech tefillah, so mele you don't have the key in mitzvahs Talmud Torah. But that misses the Rishayim and Mavur like the Teretz that Rabbi Yankivka Moshelo. That the Biddle Torah was taken, not the reading of the Megillah, but the Biddle Torah was going to the shul to read a Betzibur. It's memesin pretty often in the Ran. The Ran later in the Afayim and Alf, there the Gemara says, the Rav says, Megillah is man a karyon ois to be yachid. So he asked the Kasha, if you're karyon ois to be yachid, so what's the Pshat Beis Rebbe? Was Mevatel Talmud Torah Ubon L'Shmei Mikim Megillah? Zakdaran Kaloi Man Betzibur. Why? If it's Mani Karin Eis Tebiyakim L'Chachila, so why'd they go Betzibur? Zakdiyesh Leim, even Rav's made it's a mitzvah ben amufka l'kreisa metzibur mishum b'shum b'nisa. So Meila b'shar shet zibur karyah mevalin avayda v'talmud Torah Ubon L'Shmei Metzibur. Ava b'shiyesh v'ismei shefilu mei k'shal Beis Rebbe mishum d'raivim hadjus melech. So you see, Klar, they don't say that the Kri itself is a Bittul Torah. They say that the Bittul Torah was that they went to be Kari Betzibur. And the Dvosa says that the Bittul Torah was went that they went to be Kari Betzibur. So that's not Shver. The Alicha to go be Kari Betzibur, Avad is Karach and Bittul Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan says this Mefurish. The Aruch HaShulchan Simon Tafresh Bezayin Sefei says, Avagav Devad Degam Megill Avalimina Torah. The Kalmak of Ahilach Matas Manchis Asfer Kolam V'Yeskilik Megill Have a Bittul Torah. And we'll speak about this a little bit more in the next shtickle. But just the Chazarova, the Kasha was, what's the Bittul Torah to him? Megillah Megillah's Talmud Torah. The Beis Ephraim as it's on that the Megillah is not a Sefer of Torah. It's only a Sefer of Kriyat Zvamer Shapella. Like the Avnezer asks. And the Miskirov says of Savart, that you're doing it L'Shem Kriya, not L'Shem Torah. So mainly not Mekai in the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Achidish. And other Achrein of Beis Ephraim and others say, that's the Bittul Torah because you're not learning what you're supposed to be learning, not learning with Ian and Yegiyah, you're not learning Torah Shabbal Peh. That also could be an Indian of Bittul Torah, even if there's a key in Mitzvah Talmud Torah by meeting the Megillah. But we said over that the Rishayim learned that the Bittul Torah is that you're going to hear Betzibur, and that's the Bittul Torah. So Mel Lokash is not Shvei, that's Kufa. Achzor, that's Kufa. You're not going to be able to learn as much if you have to go and walk to the shul to hear it Betzibur. Now let's see the Taisus here, the Tabe Gimel now, very Yisaidistic to understand the whole Gemara. Taisus asked the Kasha on the Kahanim, the Mevatlan Avedosam, Ubon Lishmoy Mikri Megillah. Frank Taisus the Kasha, why are they Mevatl? There's a lot of time for Aveda after the Kriya. So Taisus says, Kevim Shehera Yemav is man Aveda, the Heyman Nicham Aisa Bishula, Kriyam Shemacha Karalebetel. Since as soon as it becomes light, that's his man of Aveda. And they leave the Aveda Bishula Kriya, that's also called the Bittul. So not really Mevatel Aveda, they're just delaying the Aveda. That's called the Bittul. So Tur Evin says it's a Dachuk. It says Mevatel. Mevatel sounds like a Mevatel Aveda Legamri. So why don't you just learn that there's not enough time for both? So Tur Evin says you can't, because the Talmud Shel Shachar only goes to Chatzais, so Dalet Shais. Like it says in Masechtas Brachos Dafka Vav, and Kriyas Megillah is the whole day. So Mela, what do you mean you don't have time for both? If you don't have time for both, so do the Aveda, and then you'll have the whole day to do Megillah. So Mela, he says, it's talking about Talmud Shel Bein Arbay. So let's say you happen to have not read the Megillah until it's really late in the day, and you only have time to do one of two things, either the Talmud Shel Bein Arbay or the Kriyas Megillah. So then, the Mevatel Avedos and the Ubon L'Shmei Mikri Megillah. As I said to Turi Evin, and emphasis, you could say another thing. If you want to make a Hechatimsa where they can't do both, you can make a Hechatimsa. Someone in Achreinim asks this. That's dumb. The Megillah is far away. So if they want to hear the Megillah, they're going to have to go far away, and they won't be able to do the Avodah. Or if they're going to stay and do the Avodah, so they won't have enough time to get to the Megillah that's far away. Al Kopanim, that's a true Evzim Pshat in the Gemara. We'll see that the Asar Mishayin and the whole like him, but that's a true Evzim Pshat in the Gemara. You have a choice to do one of the two, and mainly you do Megillah and not Avodah. But the Beis Yosef explains Taisus, that Taisus holds in that case, Yitaka do Avodah. If you can have Avodah is going to be Nidcha Legamri, Yitaka going to be able, Yitaka not going to do the Megillah, Yitaka going to do the Avodah. Rishayim say this. The Ran says it's Mefurish. The Ran says, Miyudavka Bishkayim Akach Lahashlam Avodah, Halav Hachi Vadai, Eim Avatlin Avodah Deraisim Shem Megillah Derabanan. And the Dvar holds that way. And the Lashon is Mash Mistam. It's not shaykh the same of apple mitzvah der eisah because of mitzvah der rabbanan. And the Beis Yosef says that's what Taisus holds. And he means, because why didn't Taisus say that you don't have time to do both? Not a bad teretz. The teretz is because Taisus is naming on that when Yitaka don't have time to do both, the Megillah won't be Daich HaAvayda. Now, the Gilyan HaShashar B'Kivegas, Mitzayim, the Piskei HaTaisus and Masechtas Erech and Eis Yates. There also, the Gemara brings our Gemara here, this is a kolchi of Megillah, kanam liyim v'Yisraelim. The Gemara says, "What's the chiddush?" And the Gemara says, "The chiddush is a mevatlan avidas and a bon l'shmei mikra Megillah." So the Piskei HaTaisa says the following: kanam avidas liyim b'dechanim v'Yisrael madam mevatlan liker Megillah afilu eiviz mana carbon. Now we don't have this Taisus in Erichin that apparently the Baal Piskei HaTaisa had. Apparently the Baal Piskei HaTaisa had a Taisa that asked this Taisus kasha. What's the bit? We'll do it later. And that Taisus answered, even if you can't, even if it's ancient Lukashnein. And that's what the Piskei HaTaisus wrote over. That's the psak that comes out of Taisus. That you mevatel avodah, even if you can't do it afterwards, even if it's avis mana karbon. But that's not like our Taisus, at least the way the Beis Yosef learns our Taisus. That didn't answer this teretz because he didn't hold that way. He held that you're not mevatel avodah deraisa because the Megillah derabanan. Now the Ritva also brings the Yesh Mefarshim that way. The Dvar brings the Yesh Mefarshim. The Dvar himself says that it's talking about you could do the Avodah later. But the Dvar brings the Yesh Mefarshim that knows even if you can't do the Avodah later. So, you see, it's a machlokes. The Ran and the Dvar and the Taisus here hold that Megillah derabanan is not Decha, a mitzvah deraisa, Avodah deraisa. If you can't do it later, the Mishnah is only talking about you could do it later. And we have the Piskei HaTaisus in Erichin, apparently who had a Taisus in Erichin, and the Yesh Mefarshim in the Ritva, that says clearly that even if you're going to mevatel avodah legamri, you still do Megillah. Now what's Taka d'Pshat? How could a mitzvah d'Rabbanan be derech a mitzvah d'Raisa? So the Ritva says, because Yesh Rishus l'chacham l'akadav v'neteir b'sheva al tasa. So that's one pshat. The Taz, who holds of this, like we'll see soon, and Siman Tav Resh Pei Zayin Sifkat Beis, he says a different pshat, because Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Dami. That Mitzvah Megillah, since it's Divrei Kabbalah, has a chshivus of a mitzvah deraisa. But the Gaon is mashma, the Gaon also holds this way. The Gaon also paskins the halacha, like the Rishayim, that it's even nidcha legamri. But the Gaon brings a Gemara in Shabbos Dafkav Beis, that says that Ner Chanukah is Deicha Kiddush Yom. If you have a choice, Ner Chanukah Kiddush Yom, we do Ner Chanukah because of Besumei Nisa. So he says like this, according to the Shittas, the Kiddush Al Yayin is Deraisa. So that's called a Besumei Nisa, is even Deicha Mitzvah Deraisa. And the Ran has told the Kiddush Yayin is Derabanan, and Mimela, Besumei Nisa is not Deicha Mitzvah Deraisa. So the guy knows that even Ner Chanukah is Deicha Mitzvah Deraisa, according to the Shittas that Megillah is Deicha Mitzvah Deraisa. So it's not because Divrei Kabbalah could Divrei Torah Dami, because Ner Chanukah is not Divrei Kabbalah. Ner Chanukah is just the Rabbanan. You have to say it's an Indian of Yesh Kayach B'Yachacham Makadav Minatayr. So Halacha L'Maisa, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, Siman Tav Resh Pei Zayin, they paskin that there is no Mitzvah Deraisa that's Nidcha B'nei Megillah, only if you could do it afterwards. But the Bach and the Taz and the Gra, they all hold as Deicha L'Gamri, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it as a Shita. Now the Taz has a kasha on the Ran, and this is we're getting into the Indian of Talmud Torah, that he says, how could you possibly say that there's no mitzvah deraisa that's nichas mikra Megillah when you mevatel Talmud Torah b'shul mikra Megillah, then it's nichas legamri. The Talmud Torah is nichas legamri. Are you going to say you can learn later? Later is a separate chiyuv. Every minute you have another chiyuv of Talmud Torah. whatever Torah you mevatel because of Mikra Megillah, that has no tashlum into it. Because the leaving afterwards is another mitzvah. So once you see that Talmud Torah is a tchil legamri, so you see it is like a mitzvah deraisa legamri. As they bring the Taz Arayim, he brings another Arayim from the Gemara Amud Beis. Hopefully in the next year we'll get to it. But this is the Arayim brings from our Gemara. Talmud Torah, you see, it can be Deichel Legamri. But the Achreinim, the Yad Ephraim over there on the Taz, and the Beis Meir, and the Aruch HaShulchan, they say it's not a Arayim. Because Talmud Torah, anyway, all mitzvahs, Talmud Torah is Nidchav to all mitzvahs. There are Banan and there are Isa. You mevatel the Talmud Torah to light Neris Chanukah and to do any mitzvah there are banan or any mitzvah there are isa, that's a din. Any mitzvah which is Yev Shalasis Ladeicha, you mevatel the Talmud Torah. So what does it mean? Mikan Samchu Shabbos Revi, you mevatel the Talmud Torah, Bon Lishmei Mikha Megillah. What do you need a Samchu? What do you need a Pasuk Mishpacha Mishpacha? That's just that they did Megillah first. Just like Aveda, that's what Taisa says. That Mishaheira Yayim, it's the time of Veda, and then Menicha Raisa Mishalikha Megillah, it's called a Bittul. So here also, they usually have a Kviyas to learn now, and they Mavatla the Kviyas, the Mikha Megillah, that's called a Bittul. But you have no Raya from there that any other Mitzvah de Raisa, which of course you're not Mavatla for Mitzvah de Rabbanan, you're Mavatla for Mikha Megillah. That's Be'erich the Teretz. But still a Bissel Tzarech Bir. How do we understand? What's the Tut Stadim? The Chaira, when you have to do a mitzvah, so you mevatel the Talmud Torah for the mitzvah. So an afkamina, if you're doing it first, you're doing it last. What was the shaila that Beis Rebbe had that be'etzim they might not have gone at least to be makdim and be mevatel the kviyas for mikra megillah? They might have done megillah later, but because the din is a kahana b'avedasam, levim b'dechan v'yisrael madam, then mevatel an avedasam b'al shmei megillah. So kal v'chaim the Torah you mevatel shmei mikra megillah. What was the sad? Why not? The din is anyway. That's a mitzvah she'ef shalaz lechayim valentam materia. Elamite to do it first. So lechayim, I think like this. We might as well a little bit more, a little bit later, but I think like this. Taisa says that since mishaheir ayayim it's his man avayda, minicham oisa because of mikra megillah, that's called the bitul avayda. Even though you are being mekayim the mitzvah avayda, and you're being yaitse the mitzvah avayda, but the pshat is, this missing in the Shleimus. You're missing the Shleimus in the Mitzvah Saveda, because the Mitzvah Saveda really is Mechayim to do right away, and you're doing it later, even though you're Mechayim the Mitzvah, but that's called the Bittul. So who would in Talmud Torah? Be'etzin, you have a Mitzvah Megillah, you have a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So maybe Talmud Torah is bigger than Megillah, even though Avadi Mevatel Talmud Torah to do Mitzvah Megillah, like all Mitzvahs, you can't not do the Mitzvah at all, but to stop the kviyas now, to close the Beis Medrash at the time that you're supposed to be learning and go to Mikra Megillah, that's like a chesaron in the mitzvah Talmud Torah, which they wouldn't do if not the fact they found that you could do it for Avayin, they could do it for Talmud Torah also. So male, the Taz doesn't have a raya. Ein echinami, the Talmud Torah that they lost, they could ever make up. But that's by all mitzvahs. That's not to do Megillah. That's all mitzvahs. There are abundance also, that's clear. And the pshat is, but if it wouldn't be for the special chashivas of Mikra Megillah, that you mevatel avayda, meaning not that you mevatel legamri, but that you push it off, kedei to do Megillah. So then they wouldn't have pushed off Talmud Torah also. Forget, let Megillah get pushed off. But because of the chashivas of Megillah, that's why they pushed off the Talmud Torah for Megillah. So come this, we have two mahalchim. We have the pshat of the Taisus, the Ran, and the Ridva, that here we're discussing being makdim Megillah, and we have the pshat of the Piskei Taisus and Erichin and the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ridvam that we're discussing. If you have a choice between the two, which one do you do? Yeah, and the Chayinim discuss which one. There's a Rambam hold of. There's a whole Arichas. As a tshuva sedesh and as a tshuva, it's a siman reish samach vav. What's the din when you have a bris milah to do on Purim? Do you do it before the Megillah, after the Megillah? What do you do? Shachris on Purim. Megillah is right after Shachris or right after Kriyas HaTorah. Do we do first the Bris Milah and then we do Mikra Megillah? Well, no, we wait till after the Mikra Megillah do the Bris Milah. So his shita is you do the Megillah first, you do the Milah afterwards. And as a Raya, you see, Aveda and Talmud Torah, you do afterwards, right? You mevatel Aveda, you mevatel Talmud Torah, you mevatel Shmei Mikra Megillah. So who would do the Milah? So he says in the middle of the Tshuva the following words, V'afilu m'banu l'chik v'leimar. The nichus akrius megillah the kamri ratzulaymar hechadik is sveke meishlus man lakayim shneim. Oz mikra megillah adif mikala mitzvah shesarach lekrais atchilam mishum besuminisa. That maybe all the Gemara means is if you have, it's not, you can't do both. You can't do both. So then mikra megillah is first, meaning takes precedence. That you do mikra megillah and you lose the other mitzvah rather than losing the mitzvah megillah. But let's say you could do both. It's vada biyada lakayim shneim. So maybe the shalos, which one to do first? So then you go with the rule of Tadda Kaidim. The Gemara is not discussing which one you do first. The Gemara is discussing when you only could do one, which one do you do? Then you do Megillah. Right? And you see his naming on, like the Eishim Farshim, like the Piskei Taisis, like the Psak of the Bach and the Taz and the Gain. But the other way, Fakert, when you Taka doing both and you know you're doing both, and the shalos, which you do first? So go back to the regular din of Tadda Kaidim. But then he says that he doesn't think that Mila is called Tadir. Because since Megillah is every year at the same time, and Mila you don't know when it is, so Lav Dafka discusses in Hilchas Tadir Kaidim, which is first. But you see, he has it sound like this. When it's a Shaila, if you could do, you only could do one, which one should you do, then you do Megillah. But when it's a Shaila, which you should do first, the Gemara was discussing that. So we go back to the rule of Tadir Kaidim. So that's Alsla Philip Shad. That a Megillah would be Deichel Lagami and Mitzvah Deraisa. But Lechaya Lefi the other Pshat, Lefi the Psak of the Ramah and the Beis Yosef, Lefi Taisis and the Ran and the Ritva, that say a Mitzvah Deraisa is never Nilchem Nepirus Megillah. So what does the Gemara mean? Which one do you do first? So Ibazai, it should be clear from the Gemara you do Megillah first. As I state in the Pri Chadash, here in Siman Tafresh Beiches, that's what should be clear. So if you hold, like the Taz and the Bach and the Gain, that when you only could do one, you do Megillah, then maybe you could hold that when you're doing both, you do the Tadde first. But if you hold when you only could do one, you do the Mitzvah Deraisa, so what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means you have to do Megillah first. So if right to Pichadish, what's Pshat the Ramah? The Ramah paskets that when you can only do one, you do the Mitzvah Deraisa. And the Ramon Simatafresh Samagimel Paskins Mila comes first. He says, Tam Sassan Zamila. It's from the Maril. What's of Shat? The Gemara is Mufurish. That Megillah has to come first. And he can't answer the Gemara only means we can only do one. Other Abi, only one that you can do Aveda. It means when you can do both. And still you do Aveda first. As I fake the Pichadish, the guy knows to ask his Kashin Tafresh Sadigimel. So the Prima Gondim and Simatafresh Samagimel says, no. The only reason why we do Megillah before Avodah is not the Etzim Megillahs first, it's because of Pesumei Nisa. But when you're in Shul, and everyone's going to be there, it's going to be the same crowd for Megillah. It's only a question, we're in Shul. We're all here for Megillah, we're all here for the Bris Milah. The question is, do the Milah first and then Megillah? Do the Megillah first and then the Milah? There's no Pesumei Nisa. It's a Shaila of Kadima. So it could be Milah comes first. Tadda Kaidim, or Sassan Zumila, whatever it is. See, the Emes is Taisus here is Mefurish that way. Taisus here starts off. Why is he Mevatel Avodah? Do you have time afterwards to do it? And Taisus says, since Mesher Yom is Man Avodah, and you're Mevatel B'shul Kiyish Megillah, that's called a Bittel. Then Taisus says, Akasha, so why not do Avodah first? You have plenty of time to do Megillah. And the Taisus says, because Mitzvah the Kreisa, Taiv Likris and Metziv Meshanavit Fepe Suminisa. What's Taisus Kasha? That's the Drasha. What states is Kashi why the Megillah first? Because the Drasha says the Megillah first. Elamai, the Drasha never says that. The Drasha just says like this. If it's a choice that you can only do one and one be Nidchel Gamri, then the Drasha is not talking either. Then Avadi did the Mitzvah Deraisa. The issue is like this. When you have two possibilities, you could do Avaida first because Lamais it's considered Epis Abitl in the Avaida. It's not a Shleim, it's a Chsarin in the Avaida. There's a chsayin in the shleimus of Avodah if you push it off. So it's a bittel. Right? On the other hand, there's a chsayin in Megillah if you push it off, but not because you pushed it off, but because you didn't have Reivim Hadjus Melech. So that, which one's better? Mishpacha tells you, do the Megillah b'shleimus even if you do the Avodah without a shleimus. Mikan samchul v'es rabbi. That also bittel teir that you're not learning teir, it's b'chlal not a problem. It's ayef shalakayim adei achayim. But the shaila is the shleimus. It's called the chsarin in the shleimus of the mitzvah talmud Torah. If you push off your kviyas, if you push off your kviyas and you do megillah now, right now I'm helping it and learning. It's called the Vittel Torah. On the other hand, it's a sign in the Shleimus of Megillah if you don't do it Mevroivam Behadjus Melech. So good. So we can't sell Shreis Rebbe, you learn it from Avaita, just like they closed down the Beis Hamikdash. And all the Kanim and Levim and Israel left the Beis Hamikdash, even though it's time for the Avaita. We have to hear Megillah. We'll get to the Avaita later. Mevroivam Behadjus Melech. Even like the Megillah later. But Mevroivam Behadjus Melech. Same thing here. You shut down the whole Beis Hamikdash, even though it's a time to learn, it's morning Seder. No, you go to the Megillah. But it's nothing to do with the Mila and the Megillah, because there is Bechlal Mechassar. Stand that you do the Megillah later, do the Mila first, or do the Megillah first, that's not a Chassar Bechlal. That's a Shail and Kadima. You go with the Klal and you do the Kaidim, you have Svaris, you mach them this, you mach them that. But Sadnish Medi Gemara. I saw in the Chuvah's name, the Behuda, he also discusses, the Shailah was, he had a whole Shailah. What's the din? Because he started off the Shaila. What's the din? If you're in the middle of reading Megillah, so last night we did the Kiddush Levana, and they didn't do Kiddush Levana yet. It was cloudy the whole week. And then, Mitamol, the Levana appears in the middle of the Kriyas Megillah. That's all Shaila about it, ain't Laharich. But at the end of the Shuvah, he says, what if before the Megillah there's a moon? Everyone comes from Ma'ariv, and after Ma'ariv, someone comes into Beis Medrash as a Levana. So what do? Do we first do Kiddush Levana, or do we first do Megillah? Hazakinayit Behuda. You first do Kiddush Levana, Tadakaitim. Especially because Kiddush Levana, the moon might not be there later. And Megillah for sure you'll be able to do later. Ay, Kahanim Avedas, Levim, the Chanim, some of them, Deichan Aveda, Mevatlan Aveda, Ban Lashmai Mikha Megillah. You see, you do Megillah first. He says, Taisus explains that. Taisus asks the Kasha, why? Why not do Megillah later? And he says, because you won't have the Rav Majus Melech. You'll have the same Rav Majus Melech. So if I didn't do Kiddush Levana first, that much like we said. And that's the Teres to the Ramah. Why do Mila first? There's no chesaron in doing Mila first if we're going to have the same Pesum and Nisa later.